Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Commentarians, what up? We are back. Happy, 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 happy new year, 2021. We made it through 2020. We alive. Most are well. Most, if you were one of your loved ones, friends, anybody got affected last year by the pandemic, you know, strength, encouragement, and prayers to whatever Most High you pray to you. How y'all doing, man? What y'all up to?
Chilling.
Yeah.
Like a villain on a ceiling.
Yeah. Boy, that's,
what was your rap name again that you said you had?
I don't know.
It was Snap Crackle Pop.
Well, no, that wasn't
me. I don't know.
Lindelin.
My birthday tomorrow, y'all.
Happy early birthday.
I appreciate it. I'm a little sluggish today.
Hey, AI, you're black and beautiful. Hey, AI, you're black and beautiful. Sing a new African birthday song. AI, you're black and strong. New African birthday song. You're black and beautiful. Hey.
Yeah.
I have to get that out. I do that for everybody.
I thought y'all was going to grow up in 2021.
That you got new African.
Nah, I'm gonna be this way till who knows.
Dave Dashik.
You're only as old as you think. You're only. I guess Rashad tells his age, so I guess I got to tell my age. So tomorrow I'll be 30.
Oh, you knocking on the door.
Yeah, man.
Get on up there with us, boy.
I'm on the way.
Tap, tapping like Aretha Franklin.
You up there with me and Harlem B.
No, sir.
How are you, Harlem?
No, sir. I'm still on the flip side of 40. Let's be clear. I'm not close yet.
You're not close?
No, I'm still 5 years away.
Oh, okay. Well, you're about there.
Is it true? They say you're not supposed to ask a woman her age. Do you subscribe to that?
I do agree with that.
Why though?
I'm asking.
I feel like that's disrespectful. It's just like asking a woman her weight. You don't ask a woman her weight or how old she is.
Well, I had to do the word. What is your age?
A lot of women are just.
What is your weight?
They're just sensitive about their age.
And you can't say six.
You can't say six.
You're going to die alone.
Don't go seven.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to ask. I mean, because.
Right.
I'm going to ask. I'm going to figure it out.
I just be like, I was born in 85, and then it throws people off.
Yeah.
Because they got to count.
Well, if you think about it, women don't ask us our size until, you know, they find out and they're either happy or disappointed.
We definitely
ain't asking y'all weight.
Right.
I'm going to leave that conversation alone. I actually, y'all know what? I gained a lot of weight. I weighed more than I've ever weighed in my life because of the pandemic. Like,
that's most people, though.
I lost weight.
I did, too.
Did you?
Yeah. I lost 15 pounds.
30.
More than I've ever weighed. Like,
no, 26.
This is, like, I feel sad. Like, I'm low-key depressed. Like, because, when it first kicked off, not when it first, but, you know, we was going to spring and summer, so I was riding my bike. And
right.
I could go running and, you know, and slowly at the crib, you know, the diet started to change. That was, like, the big thing because, you know, you in the crib and you want to eat good. You don't want to eat sandwiches and stuff all day, right?
Right.
So I had, I think around Thanksgiving is when I noticed, I was like, man, I'm getting kind of big. These jeans been a little tighter. You know, I'm a slim, slender dude. So, you know, I wear skinny jeans. You know what I'm saying?
You a stick?
And yeah. When the skinny jeans was having trouble going on, I was like, yo, something is not right here, man. These skinny jeans is not looking like they supposed to on your boy. So,
but you know what? I feel like you look more mature with the weight. Right. Like, you know, I've known you for a long time. Like, you used to be real skinny, real thin. So now everything, like, works itself out at this point.
Right. I appreciate that.
Did you have a Fuda?
Like, what's a Fuda? Please explain. I didn't know. Is that the male Fupa?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I do kind of got that going on a little bit. You know, like, everybody gonna laugh at me, but they gonna tear me up when they hear this episode.
Right.
Man, shut up.
You should name it Fuda.
The Fuda.
Fat upper D area.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't have anything against women with fupas. I think it's extra loving.
I mean, you know, I don't really discriminate on body types.
Right.
Man. And then plus, you know, I'm skinny, so they think I like big girls anyway. Like, hey. That's the thing. But who knows? You know, I don't know. It is. I'm going to be quiet. I don't want to get in trouble again. So.
Right. I think you'd be good, man. You'd be good. How do you feel about FUPAs, Miss Harlem?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
I'll pass.
No way anybody got anything against it, boy, you know?
Yeah. I'm okay.
All the big belly dudes will be the dudes that got money in the streets. So that's who y'all be at Roots Chris with and stuff.
Oh. Listen, I'm not with the plug love.
Yeah, well, that was a good movie, by
let's,
the way.
Let's be clear on that. I'm not.
Shout out to Murder Pain.
I'm not for that.
Yeah. I'll pass. Okay. So you're not
cool that was the first time I saw, we'll just say, the typical D-boy sex scene.
I also don't like thunder. super skinny guys either. So
your mama.
I mean, but you hefty. You hefty now, so it's all good.
Why don't you like super skinny guys?
You know what they say about us.
Let's just say I haven't had the best experience with super skinny guys.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
No, thank you. I don't like being poked.
I can't pick you up or nothing like that. I can't.
Oh, yeah, the long skinny.
I don't like being poked. That's not. Yeah. It's not comfortable. No, thank you.
Look, I tell them, I'm a small guy. I can't pick you up during sex and all that. You know, I'm gonna have to get some OSHA regulations going on in the bedroom if you expecting know all that from me.
You be poking them out though.
Get my hard hat. No pun intended.
I used to call myself the quicker filler upper.
Bob the Builder.
I thought we were gonna grow up in 2021.
And I lean with it, rock with it, Kurt. We are. My bad. I forgot.
It's too much. It's too much.
So people, we have a question for you. We have a question.
Right.
The great Rashad Ism came to us today, and he said, you know what? Are you all gonna be living in 2020+1, or is it gonna be 2020? Or 2021? Is this gonna be? Is this new year, new me?
New year, new. Ooh, did anybody say that yet?
No,
I haven't seen.
I haven't seen it.
That's crazy. I think so many people were faded, especially them people who always say that goofy stuff, man. Nobody said anything. It was just kind of like peeking out your window. It's 2021 for real. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it, bro.
I think we're just waiting to see. Yep. Because somebody cursed us in 2020. Like whoever said the prayer over 2020.
It was the curse of the FUPA.
It was trash. So I think we all are kind of just like, nope, no, we not, no New Year's resolutions, right. Nothing. Like,
no. I ain't seen it. I ain't seen that meme where the woman is walking up the steps.
I've seen that one.
I've only seen it a couple times.
Did somebody kick her ass back down the steps?
Nah, not yet. I mean, it's, I don't know. I don't necessarily subscribe to the whole New Year's resolution thing.
Right.
Change can occur anytime, right? Any moment. Like, we can change right now. I can say today, right now, like, I'm going to start eating better. And I can go home and eat better, bro. Like,
I didn't even go into Dave Dashiki, because usually I would say, technically, my sister and brother, the new year would be the beginning. My sister, sister. You may be high yellow, but you were more of the brother and sister persuasion instead of the mayo.
But see, I don't celebrate the new year until spring, until March.
It makes sense.
You know, that's when new things are, you know, things become new.
Is that yes, the Chinese sister. New Year start then too? Or is I forget something. If anybody's listening, let me know.
I thought, but I'm not 100% sure. I have to see when my, I almost said the word. I have to see when the Chinese restaurant that I normally go to goes on an extended break, because I think that's their Chinese New Year.
I went to, I forgot which one it was, but they actually have like all the stuff sitting out and you can go and make, you know, it's, I don't know if it's called a blessing or what, but you like drop something down and you can.
That's what's do up. This thing. I'm gonna have to go to that one.
Yeah, right. I gotta remember which one it is. I'll let you know. I'm trying to think now. I don't even remember if it was in St. Louis. It might have been on one of my excursions, but no, the Chinese food was good, so it had to be in St. Louis.
Yeah,
that
had to be.
Yeah. So we removed. We are no longer calling it what we called it in the St. Louis neighborhoods in the 80s.
You know what? I had to catch myself.
I let it go. I let it go a while ago because my homeboy, everybody knows, and he's the self-proclaimed Chinese Kenny, the owner of the Rice House. Mm-hmm. Right. So I stopped calling it that then because I'm actually really cool with him and his fam. And I remember talking to him one day. And he went on a rant, like, not even offended, but he was just like, you know, I'm finna just change the game and blah, blah, blah. And he started talking about, like, how the family business was
right.
and all this other stuff. And how, like, you know, he's like, if you go over to East St. Louis, they call it the Rice House. And I was like, do they?
Yeah.
He was
like, no, that's true, though.
And they've been calling that for years. I didn't know that. So I learned something new.
Because,
so,
I mean, what about if they call any given soul food spot the Niggermans?
The Nigger House.
The Nigger House.
The Niggermans.
Right. I gotta chill.
Yo.
We doing better so far.
I mean, people, is this year gonna be a new you, or what do we have going on here? I wanna hear from you all, because we rap with some of you, right? We rap with some of the commentarians. But I want to wrap with those of you that have the expanded minds and really want to have conversations and not bash women and skinny
boy,
men.
Boy, we are going to get away from. And those with curve enthusiasm.
Hey, low-key, I was rapping with Durrell yesterday, and we were going through the YouTube comments. Like, some of our videos are still on there popping right now.
Really?
Yeah.
He did say I had to
stop reading comments.
He said that they kind of going off on each other at this point.
Yeah. They are. Now, I did see that. That was the last time I checked. They were, like, going back and forth, arguing with each other.
Yeah.
But I have noticed that once we stopped giving energy to a certain entity, they stopped coming for us.
Right.
In such a, like, a negative, like, gunning for us.
Right.
So I think that's the energy that we should carry into 2021.
Well, we were told we had capes. That's the last.
Y'all do have capes. Y'all do have capes. Captain Save.
Should I save her?
See, and then we acting like I'm gonna do old bitch.
Hey, you sounded just like him, bro. That was
yo,
scary.
Earl, can we get some wine? I can do your voice.
Hey, yo, shout out to Earl Stevens.
Earl,
man.
Shout out to
E40. Sure, that was pretty 40. Dope. Yeah. That was pretty dope.
He hit up the you know, part of the Straight Outta Low Cash Network, SOLC. And the 90s, I only listen to 90s R&B podcast, which is a part of the network, shouted him out and talked about his wine. And he hit us back. Well, he hit the network back. And he said he's going to send some champagne. So we holding you that to that, Earl. We holding you to that, bro.
That's dope. That is dope.
You didn't see that, bro?
Like, I did. I actually saw the episode where they were talking about
that's
it.
That's dope.
So E40, you know what I'm saying? You send a couple cases, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna go.
We all lay out. How do you feel about what we be drinking?
I'm gonna buy somebody
some hurricane.
We're gonna make sure we
you
make
gotta
it
chill.
Happen.
And don't wear no capes and be acting like I'm the old bitch.
Why do you sound just like him, bro?
Well, yeah, I be telling you, man. It's like I be telling these little bitches, little bitches that you gotta have your game up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you wouldn't hate on the next man. You wouldn't be worried about that brother by the name of Kevin.
There you go.
You be doing your own thing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, man. I think that I think for the new year that people need to focus on positivity. Just
yes,
positivity.
True, brother, and put on your seatbelt when you're riding sideways.
I think people need to focus on positivity.
Shout out to E40. E40 is like one of my top 10 rappers, man. Like for real. And I ain't even saying that to get some of your wonderful elixirs. Like, seriously, man, I'm a big fan. I love the E40 Too Short and them dances you do. I've been doing them like for 2 weeks, man.
Bro, those little meme videos are hilarious.
We rolling sideways.
I just any commentarians, we really want to know, what is there anything you all want to hear from us in the new year? Is there anything you want to tackle? We are going to get some educational videos going, and I don't mean educational, but I mean we're gonna get some specialists in. Trying to find like a love counselor, you know, so like stuff like that. You know, we talk our shit, but it's time for us to really, really rock it out with y'all. And you know, we're here for you all as well as ourselves, right? We got to bring it what it is. Let us know. Commentary show at gmail.com. Commentary, commentary show at gmail.com is the email. You can hit us on the Facebook at Commentary Podcast Discussion Group, SOLC Network. You can hit us on all our links there as well. And you know, big shout out to Kazi Society in 2020, man, for giving us the opportunity to even be down here and make this shake. I remember when this was first getting cracking. And shout out to my homeboy James White. Right. He was down here doing this thing. He just got the award for where is it at? I just saw it sitting here. The Henny Nights podcast, man. So shout out to you, bro.
Nice. Congratulations.
Yeah, he got the I think he was the featured podcast of the week last week at the end of the year.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, he's been going for a while too, man. But big ups to him. Big strength and encouragement. He took a major loss in 2021. So prayers and blessings, brother.
Yeah,
2020. I do it.
Yeah, we do not want to put that on you in 2021, brother.
Scratch that. My bad. So in 2020, so he took a major loss.
So salute to your strength. So Harlem, what are you leaving behind in 2020?
50-50. No, just kidding.
That's coming.
I am going to have to say negative thoughts on my own. You know, for every positive, there comes a negative. Mm. So I am working on just, you know, being more intentional with my positivity and not giving life to the negative thoughts.
That's right.
That's where I'm at with that.
Right on.
Because at this point, I'm kind of self-sabotaging.
Mm.
Like when it comes to like my podcast,
you went off on me when I asked about
it. I did not go off on you.
You owe me a hug.
All I said was when I'm ready. That's what
but,
I said.
You know what? But I read it with so much attitude.
I bet you did. And I typed it with attitude.
See what I'm saying?
Self-sabotage and negative thoughts and just moving forward with more positive intentions.
That's right on.
We're going to hold you to that.
We're going.
I appreciate that. I need some accountability because I can go. Mm. I be going. And I don't be giving a fuck.
Ooh, that's what she said.
Okay. Y'all are disgusting.
Yeah, I think we talked about this, right? But the thing, hey, y'all know what I'm perturbed about. All right, I made a boo-boo, right? I messed up.
Is that Alan's word of the week?
Word of the week.
Perturbed. I'm perturbed. We had an awesome conversation, and we recorded it, and I lost it, y'all. And we were going to release it, and we don't know where it's at.
The lost episode.
That's okay. We have faith that it's going to be recovered, and we'll be able to put it out. So when y'all hear it, because we're going to put the positivity into the atmosphere, right?
That's right.
When they hear it, just know that we recorded it in 2020. We just weren't able to release it at the time.
A couple days before New Year's Eve.
Gonna put it out though. We're gonna recover it. If not, we'll try to revisit the conversation in some capacity.
Yeah. Hami, help me out, dog. Help me out.
Jesus. Whoever y'all pray to, Saint Anthony, the finder of lost things.
Latter-day Saints.
It is.
Church on the Rock.
It was a dope-ass episode, though.
That was it. We lost it, and I'm going to get it back.
I might have got some kudos for that episode, because I was, you know, a little bit transparent.
Yeah. I think we need to be. I was really transparent, too.
So. You were very vulnerable.
I was vulnerable.
That's how tight we are. We talk about an episode that we lost on an episode
that we're going to lose. Nah, right. We ain't going to lose this one. I'm loading this one up as soon as we done.
And we will not leave Kazi Society.
We will not leave.
Until we know that we have it. Speaking of Kazi, definitely shout out to Jamie. She's
Miss Jamie.
She's out for this month recovering, but we definitely appreciate her.
Yeah, she'll be all right. Yeah, she looked tough. She looked like she could fight.
Pretty much.
She's from the ghetto.
It's the short hair.
Outside of the Rice House.
She's from the ghetto.
Yeah, I know. And the girls with short hair could fight. I'm convinced. That's why their hair be short.
I used to have short hair.
You could fight.
Oh.
Okay. A lot of neck exposure.
You can't grab a girl with short hair. She ain't got none.
Right.
You got to let it go. Yeah.
So what's up?
That's kind of whack, too, when you see somebody. Like, I be hating when I see girls fighting and they grab the hair. Like, bro, you just got to go head up. That's how you going to know who the real one is. Like,
but see, that's the thing, though. When you're fighting, you're not supposed to put your head down. That's how your hair gets grabbed. Because you done put your head down. Now they got the advantage over you.
You got to throw that uppercut. You
just got to get hit in the face a couple times.
Women be having doper haircuts than men.
Y'all know what the dopest uppercut of all time was? that bus driver that punched old girl.
Yeah.
I do not condone violence against women. I don't.
You've been waiting to use that Mike Tyson soda Popinski ass uppercut forever.
That uppercut. And I thought about it because like it resurfaced like last month for a little bit. Somebody was like, the uppercut hurt around the world. And like, oh man.
He said, now you did it.
Man, that boy said, you're going to jail now. He hit her with a Mortal Kombat uppercut.
Finish her.
Hit her with an indictment and a subpoena.
Oh, man, my man lost his job. Old girl got uppercut. Like, I mean, I wonder what she's doing right now. If y'all know her, tell her to reach out. Like, what the story
fatality.
After.
Right? She's probably keeping her head up, I'll tell you that.
That was the best uppercut ever. I don't even think I've seen nothing like that in boxing, bro. Like,
that's what 2020 did to all of us, boy.
Yeah, it took us to jail. We went to jail now. Man, oh.
It was like Groundhog Day. Over and over and over, and we just kept taking losses, kept taking losses, kept taking hits.
We lost a lot of people. Did Skills even do a wrap up for the year?
He did,
and then I didn't hear it.
No, it was on YouTube, and it got taken down.
What?
Yeah, I literally saw that. I was like, wow.
I got to try and find it. Skills got, oh man, because I think I was looking for it one day, and I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew the 2021 was gonna be like insane because. Have y'all seen the 2020 joint on Netflix yet at all?
I just heard about it today.
I heard it's dope though.
So it's kind of it's more so kind of a spoof type deal. It's not. I thought it was gonna be like a serious thing, but it talks about all the serious stuff that happened in the year, like but spoofs it. So, if you get a chance, like check it out. It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. But I legit didn't even remember half the stuff that had happened.
And the year went by fast.
Like.
I feel like once like COVID actually hit and we were forced to go home, it was like time stood still.
It just I could see that. So it had its moments. But for the most part, at least for me, it kind of shot by. But, you know, there were times where it was just the times was like super slow. So I feel you on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Especially for us furloughed folks. It was nothing to do.
13 weeks of hell. Well, yeah, no. You know, I did some things financially.
Okay. You know what?
Nah, I ain't do nothing. I mean, yeah, I don't get nothing. Like, financially, I was getting my stuff in order.
Yeah.
I tell you that. Making moves where I would see everybody buying 3 TVs.
Mm-mm.
And only got one
Mm-mm.
socket in their house and shit. Just all kind of stuff.
Well, the next stimulus is on the way, so.
Yeah. Well, the 600 or the other one?
I think the 600. They said the 600 is coming for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. People. Yeah. I know people who already got it.
Yeah.
You balling?
No. So I think they go by like lowest yearly income first.
Okay.
So I'll be kind of towards the.
Me too. I didn't know if he was Walmart fresh. You see, she just gave herself mad credit. You know, slick.
Nah, because you know, according to some of the listeners, I'm. No, but some people, and then I think you know, people with like the real banks and stuff like that, it's the process, not the prepaid cards or, you know, the little cards and stuff.
The Rush card.
Chime, those things.
Those joints are like crazy, right? Like, so the reality of those types of deals, because I didn't understand them at first, right? But then I talked to somebody that was, you know, that works in that industry, and they were saying that for the most part, it's not predatory. It's not at all. But there's like a portion of people, they call them non-bankable.
Right.
And they can't go to banks and institutions and have accounts because they're not bankable. Maybe they've had accounts with these institutions and fell on hard times, and you know, once you like were overdrawn for X amount of days,
Or write bad checks,
stuff like that. So these companies like Rush and whoever else, cause I know they use like a lot of them, were specifically designed for people that, you know, can't be banked, but that's essentially why it is that they have like higher interest rates and stuff for using those cards and higher fees.
Gotcha.
I didn't know that. I didn't understand because I used to be like hella like bro, why would anybody do that? Because once when you meet a 40-year-old that ain't got no bank account, you like, hey fam.
Well, you know, now there's so many opportunities for like second chance banking, where you know, most of these banks and stuff will offer these type of like accounts that have maybe a monthly fee associated. You mm-hmm. can't exactly write checks. You have a spending limit, or you have to have direct deposit. So it's no shade to those people
who
have those kind of cards. You know, some of them, they also get paid early, 2 days early. So it's no shade to them. Shit, they got their stimulus first. Hell, I'm jealous.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Where's my Chime card?
My son has a green light. If you all are, you know, y'all got shorties, get a green light card. You can control everything. You can turn the card on and off and deposit. You can have your friends deposit money in there if they go Shelby's driveway, whatever. So shout out to green light. I'll be promoting the hell out of people. I'm starting.
You definitely do. We need some endorsements.
Right.
Y'all need to go.
We need some endorsements here on the commentary. It's about that time.
You be hating on their V-Bucks.
Green light. So listen, did y'all hear about the lady that her kid bought up like 16K in V-Bucks and she thought it was fraud and she filed, you know, fraud. So the bank hit her back like, nah, baby girl, we followed the IP address, did this and this, and it came from your crib. So her son would be playing the game during the day and he would spend 100 this day, 500 this day, you know, 6 this day, 190 this day, like, you know what I'm saying? And it just added up.
He got Fortnite on lock, don't he?
And she, man, he cracked the code, bro.
He got all the skins.
Well, here's the thing, though. You had the money for that to even transpire. Like, you had the credit limit for that to even take place.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I take it that these are Caucasian tales.
I don't know. I didn't see, bro. I didn't see. But I don't, like, with my son, I can see, I got all the apps and stuff on my phone. So like if he turns on the Xbox, like it notifies me on my phone. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like if he tries to buy some, I have to give him permission. Like,
okay. Cause so that's the importance of green light. That's the importance of green light. You know, just trying to get this one. The importance of green light, because you can actually stop him.
Yeah.
Through green light.
Well, it's his card. So
why are we here?
If he wanna burn up his little, you know, 50 he get or whatever for the month, that's on him.
Gee. Yeah, like, my son has to put his own Cash App card on his PlayStation, or I'll purchase like the PlayStation gift cards or the PlayStation thing. You ain't finna run on my card.
No, sir. Right.
New.
Right, be trying, hey, can I get some V-Bucks with this Macy's card?
My son would do it otherwise, and I knew that. You know, I was like, "Nah, bro, I'd be hating it. I'd be having a, you know, but it's, you don't want to be the 16K queen, so
you really don't. 16K.
Nah, we're not gonna do.
Well, hell, you know, in 2020, they spent that in Jordans.
Oh, damn.
You know what?
Taking that into 20? I think we have enough sneakers.
For I don't. Are we? So here's my question: Are we against people buying Jordans only if they don't have other assets, or are we just trying to do better? What's the deal on that one?
Why do we care what people do with their money?
I don't care at all.
We really don't care. It's just,
I think people do care.
People do.
I think people do care. And it's also like, if my thing is, if you broke and you don't have that luxury, just say that. Because what other people do with their money should be none of your damn business.
I think there's a caveat to that.
What's the caveat, though?
What a person does with their money is none of your business unless it starts to involve you.
How, though? How if I want to go and buy 3 pair of Jordans, one for me, one for my 16-year-old, one for my 3-year-old, how does that impact you? So what if I live in an apartment? What if I still got Tim tags on my car? So what if I ain't got no insurance? How does me spending unnecessary money on shoes for me and my kids impact you?
I think you answered your own question. So moving right along.
It's still none of your business.
Here's the thing. If we're in a relationship and you're doing that and then you're asking me so you can see those Jordans, can you help me get these lights on? I'm gonna tell you to go to the gym and go shoot.
Well, see, that's a different thing.
It's just like, how it can evolve. But
this is the thing, though. If you got a whole bunch of, you got money to go buy Jordans and all of this type of stuff, but you don't have life insurance, and then something happens to you, and your family is selling fish plates and T-shirts and starting a GoFundMe for us to help bury you, that's something that's a little bit different. Then I'm impacted.
Yeah, because it still involves you.
You got a room full of shoes.
Right.
But you ain't got no life insurance.
He's got a room full of shoes. He's asking to make sweet love to you. Sweet. And he has an air mattress frame. Not even an air mattress,
air mattress frame.
So that has now that
not saying you generally speak priorities.
That's on them though.
No, so I agree. Just a person living their life, do what you do. When it does affect you is when you're involved. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that comes from, you know, just assessing. That's just like you can't, only God can judge me. That may be true in your belief, but I think people can judge if they can deal with you, if they can handle you after they assess you. If I'm great with money and she may be bad with money, is that going to, or vice versa? You know what I'm saying? You know, if I'm a saint and she's a sinner, you know what I'm saying? Hey, could work, could not work. So how a person chooses to live their life individually, so on and so forth, because all of us be nosy in people's lives and stuff. So I agree with you, Harlan. But when it comes to, and we all have opinions, but when it comes to you dealing with someone or somebody's lifestyle and or decision-making skills or lack thereof can affect you by dealing with them,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
It matters.
It's also just like people telling everybody, when you get your stimulus, go start a business. Everybody doesn't want to start a business. So right. What does what somebody is doing, you know, with their stimulus money have to do with you?
You know, the funny thing is, now I will say this, I see a lot of people say go start a business who don't have a business of their own.
They're also trying to teach people how to do, you know, fraud.
I don't fall into.
Have y'all seen those posts?
Yeah.
Go get, take 150, go get your LLC, and then go apply for a business loan, and now you have
this money for the
business loan. That's tax fraud, and the IRS is going to audit you in probably about 3 years.
If you want that uppercut that's going to send you to jail.
You're going to jail.
You're going to jail now. Go ahead and do that fraud.
As an individual that has those things, I can tell you all that it doesn't cost $150. Okay. It does not cost $150. There are so many things that go along with, the licensing itself, you know, is one fee or whatever the case may be. But there's just so many other things. Like, I mean, what are you even incorporating your business for? Do you know how you should incorporate? Because an LLC doesn't always work for everybody, you know. I am not giving you advice. I am not a specialist. I am not an expert. I am speaking from my own personal experience at the moment. But there's just so many other things and moving pieces. Like, I mean, do you have employees? Who's going to do your bookkeeping? Do you have to give checks every week, every other week? Or are you going to pay people monthly? Like, there's a lot that goes along. Like, where are you going to get your supplies? Like, are you going to start a business account? Or are you going to commingle your money in one account? Like, like, what are you going to do? There's so many other things. What about your banking fees? What bank has the best business account that'll work for you and your purposes and needs? Like, there's a lot that goes with it. And I think that while I don't necessarily disagree with what people say when they're on doing their TikToks and videos and posts, I definitely don't agree. So I remember I had a conversation with a brother one day, and I was talking about how, you know, all these influencers, because we don't know what any of these people do, if we're being honest. We don't know.
That's right.
And people get on TikTok, and they had a little video where they point to the little bubbles. And
right.
This is how you get your tax return to be $800 million in a year. First, da-da-da-da-da. Right, and that's the sound it makes.
Right. You're going to jail.
Right, so
we're going to walk into my house, and I
But I just, people, this is the best advice I could give you. Number one, it does help to listen to people. Number two, do your own damn research. Number three, find somebody that has done what it is you're trying to do. Get a mentor, get a coach. Get somebody, an accountant. I mean, do something, because you're gonna end up in a bad situation. If every celebrity, like Tyler Perry, has a story of how he got screwed over in taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's on YouTube somewhere. But like, they say your first 3 years of business are you're basically in college, right? You're in the school of learning, because right. You don't know until certain things happen. I mean, having a business is hard, man. It sounds glamorous and oh, I got people that do what I don't want to. Man, stop. Listen and look here. Nobody going to go for your business as hard as you will. Nobody. And that's why good help is hard to find.
Is that your 2021 message?
Maybe. I did want to circle back on something before we got where we at. We cool. So we were talking about life insurance in Jordans, right? Did y'all happen to check my Facebook post on the late great Ecstasy from the group Houdini?
I did see that.
Yeah.
I did see that. Did that get you in trouble?
Man, so your boy DMs, your boy comments were popping.
And rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I had an opportunity to be
Ecstasy
around.
Ecstasy from Houdini.
Yeah. I had the opportunity definitely to be around on a few occasions. I didn't know him or anything like that, but right. Definitely was in the presence and backstage chilling right. on a few occasions.
Can I ask you this real quick?
Yeah.
Didn't he, at least to me, he appeared. Once again, it's appearances and mm-hmm. salute to him. But he appeared to be very well to do.
I would say so. I mean, he was very flamboyant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The hats.
Shout out to John
Lil
too.
Yeah. He was very flamboyant, man. Something I've learned, and I think, you know, so let me clarify what happened. I don't remember which news outlet it was, but they posted, I think it was XXL. They posted that Ecstasy's family had started a GoFundMe to cover his burial expenses because they wanted to give him the proper send-off.
Right.
The goal was $20,000. I don't know where it was or where it is. I don't even know if he's been buried yet. I haven't seen anything in the media to the effect that he's had his burial.
Right.
You know, if anybody knows, let me know. But I shared the post, and my caption on the post was, once those royalty checks run out, you're gonna need some life insurance.
That's right.
And that was it. That was the post.
Right.
Some people found that insensitive. I can understand how and why. Let me be clear and state that that was not my intention. My clear intention from that post was, this man is a world-renowned pioneer of hip-hop.
Right.
And if that happened to him, guess what? It can happen to anybody. So people came back. Oh, well, you know, it's COVID. They weren't touring, and they probably had a messed up deal and da da da. All of those things are true, probably. I don't know about what their deal was, but I mean.
Yeah, but it seems like your message dealt with the inception of this career even happening. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and sometimes, like, now I will say this in the defense of a lot of rappers and stuff, you know, and mm-hmm. who are pretty much, and you know this because you've dealt with the industry. The people that know won't tell you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, here's your advancements. Oh, we'll take care of this, but we're not talking to you about when this runs out and how you can actually have your money, make money, mm-hmm. life insurance, investments, so on and so forth. Just have a good time right now because it looks good and it actually makes us even money. More. Yeah, exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that.
How much a month does a policy outside of your employer cost?
So I can't answer that specifically. I can tell you that. There are policies that exist that are probably cheaper than your cell phone bill every month.
Yeah, because I know, like, my New York life insurance policy, which will travel with me, can go from employer to employer, it cost me, like, for me, because I only have it for me and my little son, is like $19 a month for both, you know, for each policy, which is nothing.
That's nothing.
And it's a nice size policy, which, you know, it has a bunch of different benefits to it. But I mean, I feel like life insurance is not that expensive. Well, unless you have, like, I guess, like, underlying conditions and things like that, it becomes more expensive.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. And this is one thing I say, I always see AI talk about on his Facebook. You know, that's Al and I Facebook. Did I say it right? Did I get it right? No, but seriously, he always talks about what we prioritize.
Yeah.
You talked about what you're taking into 2021. Well, how you think, your thought process. And I'm the same way as you, and to tie it into what he's saying, we got to learn first and foremost, and how he said, research, doing your own research, knowing what to prioritize, knowing how to think. And I'm not saying this about you, but I'm just speaking in general, learning how to think better and think thoughts, get information that will serve you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was one of those people who bitched and moaned about life insurance when I was younger, as an adult with a son, which I was an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But then you start to get out of that NM, that's all I'll say, M standing for mentality, and you stop being so cynical, then you recognize, hey, it's about more than just me, but it is about me at the same time. You know what I'm saying? We're live
from St.
Louis. Welcome to St. Louis. We're live from downtown St. Louis. This is Harlem, AI, and Rashad. But no, just like, I always see AI talk about priorities. You know what I'm saying? And I think some of us suffer from what we should prioritize. Then you wind up in a situation, like you said, you're trying to go to the Rice House and get some plates, some fish plates,
right,
T-shirts, and Kickstarters. And I'm just like, how you going to get a Kickstarter for somebody that's dead? Now, like, I ain't trying to be in, you know what I'm saying?
GoFundMe.
Oh, it's GoFundMe. I thought it was Kickstarter. Okay. GoFundMe into the grave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it a necessary evil? It can be. But can you be prepared with life insurance as well as other things? Preventative methods for your health and so on and so forth. And I'm not speaking about, you know, ecstasy. I'm just speaking in general. Yeah, there are a lot of steps that we can take. But we have to learn how to prioritize those things, you know, over getting shit to impress people that don't like us anyway.
Yeah. I mean, one thing in life is guaranteed, and that's death.
Yep. And taxes.
So it's really, it's really kind of your responsibility to not only take that burden off of your family when that time comes, be it when you're 21, be it when you're 40, be it when you're 100.
Right.
You still are going to have, you know, you still leave the responsibility of taking care of you to somebody when you leave here. So it's only the adult responsible thing to do, because you never know what's going to happen or when it's going to happen. So you have to, you know, protect yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like, shit, if you ain't going to protect nobody else, protect your children.
Your children.
By making sure that, you know, you have these things in place, which is why I have policies.
And one thing I want to say on the behalf of One Harlem and Rashad and AI, but definitely saying this to the people in the medical field or coming from the medical field, get life insurance, and please, 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 I see this so much, so you don't end up in these emergency rooms. They ain't put you in a corner with an IV that got Hennessy in it and shit. Get you some health insurance, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Health insurance is expensive, bro.
It is. Listen. And most times when you work, they'll offer it and stuff. Like, it's going to take a chunk of your check, but I'm telling you, get you some dental insurance, some health insurance. Like, this is the world of credit and insurance.
For sure.
Brush and floss twice daily.
That's what's up. And everything, you know, everything that happens with the mouth is tied to disease.
Yeah.
If your mouth ain't right, you're going to be sick within your body.
That's right.
I've learned that.
Stop eating groceries.
We never are supposed. Whenever we say we are not going to get deep, we always end up somewhere.
Eating groceries
ocean.
Is not deep. That's
nasty.
But is it?
It is.
Mm. You know what?
I guess it depends on the sphincter. What is it?
Oh gosh.
I'm gonna do a whole segment on life insurance, but my final thought right now on this topic is: it's nobody's responsibility to bury you.
I think on that note,
that's true.
That's what's up.
That's
very true. It's very true.
It's not. No, I tell people that.
SOLC, we need some sound effects.
It's not. It's nobody's responsibility to bury you. Like, trip off of that. Like,
right.
You pay your own bills. Mm-hmm. You pay your own bills while you're alive. Mm-hmm. You pay your own bills.
Indeed.
You take care of your house. You take care of your lights. You take care of your kids. Mm-hmm. Now, why do they need to take care of you?
Should take care of your final resting place.
It's a good idea. Indeed. It's a good idea, but I do agree. It's not anybody's responsibility.
It's nobody's responsibility to pay your bills, dog.
Take them to the Rice House.
You did.
Hey, we're gonna go to the Rice House.
Yeah, all right.
Next to cat clinic.
R.I.P. Ecstasy, pioneer of
that's right,
hip hop. Shout out to the group Houdini.
R.I.P. MF Doom. R.I.P. Debo.
Yo, MF Doom. That kind of caught me off guard, bro.
Man,
came out of nowhere.
Vic Devine, man. Zev Love X. Man, we lost so many people, man.
Yeah, 2020 did it.
Can't even keep up, man.
No, jeez, man. Whew. Commentarians, listen. Hit us up. Let us know what you all wanna hear. You know, I think we should do a Q&A. Y'all shoot us some questions about us.
That'll be good.
And
we have to answer.
Yeah.
And we have to answer.
We have to answer.
Yo, health is wealth, y'all. I'm serious too. Health is wealth.
It is, yeah.
I don't care how much money you got. If you look like somebody dug you up, stood you up, drugged you up, and fucked you up, you can't spend the money. Sorry. Well, you cussed.
He shit. Like, oh.
Right. He cussed.
Hey, you know he used to be a teacher, so it's like funny when kids cuss. I'm
I got my motherfucking damn life insurance, cuz.
Let's say, yeah, what do you say on Boys in the Hood? You African booty scratcher.
Right. Oh, I'm pretty sure you're going to get some comments for that. Al and I at Facebook, IG.
Right. Hit me up, y'all. Hit me up. That did used to be the Joan, like back in the day, like the 90s. Everybody used to call everybody that.
Then. African booty scratcher.
African booty scratcher. Then nah, you old. You don't realize the offensive
thing.
That is
so offensive. Yeah, it is. But that one song, y'all old enough to remember, Yo Mama on Crack Rock.
Yes, bro. Yes.
That was a song.
It was. But people are too sensitive for things like that these days.
Or have you ever saw, I'll go out on this note. Have you ever saw the video, the funk, I think it's the Funky Watusi?
Yeah, I saw that one.
DFS definitely needed to be called on that entire video set.
Hey, little mama. Why you, that song?
Yeah. That's so funky. Yeah.
It was on the swing go set watch, twerking.
My man.
I mean, again.
Where is DFS?
You have to think about it, though. We have become so highly sensitive that like things like that just wouldn't fly now.
Right. No, that shouldn't have fly then. I feel you though. I agree, but there's some stuff that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, you know.
I bet you go see the video, you pull out your belt.
I saw the video the other day and I was cracking up.
And I'm gonna let it be known. So the same dudes that was in the 90s growing up listening to Funky Y2C watching the video were the same guys that are mad about WAP, but that's all I have to say about that.
Again,
it's the timing. It's just the timing.
We had Kaya.
My neck, my back.
Trina. Like, the lyrics to The Baddest Bitch are disturbing.
Well, maybe it just appeared.
You don't know Nan?
Yeah, that's
like,
pretty bad.
The lyrics but you to know those what I songs think? This, are disturbing.
I'm going to pull my arm out of socket with this stretch, but I just think back then it may have been assumed or depending on how you like to say it, see that we still were protecting our children's eyes and ears as a community, even though all the kids was listening to all this stuff and seeing all the videos.
That's
and now
true.
It's just kind of bam.
That's true. But you have to think
WAP
about
Junior.
It. Like, so you're saying you're a kid, like I'm a little bit, I'm much younger than you, Rashad, and I'm younger than Alan also.
Oh, she put the munch on it, bro.
Right. So I was, in fact, like these people, but I think it was okay for the women of hip-hop. So you had Foxy Brown, you had Lil' Kim, mm-hmm. you know, you had Trina. I think it was okay for them to be over-sexualized because, in a way, it gave women a sense of empowerment. Mm-hmm. Lil' Kim's Not Tonight is a female empowerment anthem.
No, I feel you.
I don't care what nobody says. Like, so that is a female empowerment anthem. So right. is My Neck, My Back.
Okay.
Okay. Period.
And guess what?
Period.
Your opinion, your thoughts, and I respect that you have an opinion and thoughts. My whole thing is just that it just, like I said, and I could be totally wrong. It just seemed like back in the 80s and 90s when I was outside, you were still on the porch.
Definitely was still on the porch.
But it's one of those things where it's like, it just seemed like children, I guess you would have been the younger generation, like it just seemed like the ears and eyes were more protected, even though I still feel kids were sneaking or just were able to see certain things. But now where it's like everything is available to you just like that, you know what I'm saying? It would create a hypersensitivity because it's right in your face quicker and it's not this whole delayed process of if and you know, so.
I was watching Red Shoe Diaries.
Was that on Showtime?
I think it was Showtime. And then Cinemax had, what does Cinemax have? I don't even remember.
Bro. We used to sneak and watch Bazaar.
Never heard of that, but I definitely used to sneak and watch Dream On HBO.
Then one day
I didn't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah, Dream On. That's Professor Ogilvy used to be on Dream On with a white man.
Oh.
Look it up. Google it. It wasn't anything like that. But it was definitely like some shit that a
kid
child
shouldn't
have been sneaking to watch.
Yeah, we used to watch Chastity, just sneaking. Bizarre.
Yeah.
Is that a
and we always had the remote on last, next channel. Yeah.
Right.
And it was Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon.
And kids was goofy as hell because all I'm going to do is just take the remote and hit go back to where you would.
Yeah, they was.
Real quick, like, son, I love you, my son, Kieran. You know, Kieran, I love you. You are my son. You are my only son, and I love you. But how he told on himself about watching porno at 12, he was so flabbergasted. Dad, why would a man be naked with a gold chain and some Timberlands? I was like, sit your little ass.
Hey, I think I remember that scene, bro.
Do not follow the way of Wesley Pipes. But anyway.
Yeah, I think I remember that scene. I don't know. I'm going to. Y'all got any last thoughts? Because we are signing off.
We
got
to get off.
We are signing off. Kazi Society, we're here. Straight out of Low Cash, SOLC Network. You can find us everywhere. Hit us up. Let us know what you want to hear, what you want to see. Ask us questions. Commentary podcast at, no, commentary show. I say that wrong every time. Commentary show at gmail.com. Commentary Facebook discussion group. And I keep saying I'm going to set up this IG. I'm going to set up an IG, and I'm going to get the IG going so you can hit us on IG and we can put
it. I'm going to set it up, and I'm going to let you run it because I'm tired of you saying what you're going to set up.
You're right.
But you just mentioned the Facebook group, and I just want to put this out there. If y'all happen to jump on our Facebook group and y'all see me tagged or y'all see me comment, please do not send me a friend request. I do not accept them. If you do happen to send me a friend request, I'm going to need 3 references and a 500-word essay of why the hell you are over on my page. People do not read. I have this comment pinned to the top, and I literally get about a good 15 to 20 friend requests every day.
Part of that is my fault.
And it gets on my nerves. Don't tag me.
Yeah, I have to.
Shit else.
I have to.
Do not. Y'all do not tag me in nothing else.
I have to.
On Facebook.
I have to.
Nope.
You're my friend.
I'm blocking.
See, you're but my then friend. She got mad.
I know people came from my page following. They were
and
like,
I hit
who is
deny, and then they cannot send another
you deny
request.
My mama? She tried to follow your monkey ass.
No, she did.
Yes, she did.
No, she did not.
You was a
I don't know her.
She like, oh, baby.
You a rice house.
She could work for the ops.
What's the
I'm going to tell her, too.
I feel like everybody came from my baby daddy and his girlfriend page. Don't She's come like, on.
What's the name of the girl to your co-host there, Shy? What's
right. Harlem B, I tried to follow that little wench, and she ain't even let me and block my mama. Boy, you
I block my own mama. You ain't don't come over here.
I love my mama, Jackie. Miss Harlem don't mean it.
Like,
she do
go.
Mean it.
Go.
She's mean. Now, I swear to God, if y'all meet Harlem in person, if she allows it, she's the sweetest sister. I'm telling you. She's just tough on the mic.
Skinny lives matter.
You know what?
I'm kind of skinny fat a little bit.
I am too now, bro.
Y'all are out of control. I think it's time to wrap it up. I think we are over our time.
Out of here.
Goodbye.
Peace.